Well, welcome back to another of our series of Sun City Shadow Hills podcasts. I have found that the podcasts I do relative to technology are quite well received. And in fact, the interview I did with Mitch Albert about the Tesla was one of the most frequently downloaded podcasts that we've done. And so there's an audience here that we've got, like, two audiences. We've got the audience that we're trying to get to look at the website and introduce to podcasts. And there's a group of people that are dedicated to that. My audience, though, is people who are already on board and are interested in the next thing. Mm-hmm. And so along those lines, I met Janice Blackwell, who's the owner of an Apple Watch, and persuaded her to come in here and do an interview. So Janice, thank you for coming in and agreeing to do this.
Oh, very happy to.
So first we'd like to get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
Tell us your story from growing up in Canada to getting to Sun City Shadow Hills.
Sure. I originated in Canada, small town kind of thing, and eventually I started working for Hewlett-Packard there. They transferred me to Germany, where I lived for 6 years, met my husband, got married, had two daughters. We relocated back to an English environment, which happened to be Andover, Massachusetts, where we lived for 20 years. And then as we were getting closer to retirement, we thought, let's see a little more of the U.S., and so I was able to get a transfer outside of Seattle, Washington. And then we decided we love the West Coast. We started looking in California for a place to retire and ended up here at Sun City Shadow Hills.
Well, that's good. And how long have you lived here?
About 4 years.
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So you, and are you here full-time or do you have a place in Washington?
This is our permanent residence. We do have a cottage up in Canada that we go to in the summer.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So coming from Hewlett-Packard, that probably is a tip-off as why you are an early adapter to the Apple Watch. Have you been an iOS user for everything?
I was probably about 6 months after the iPhones came out, I got myself an iPhone. I had this very compelling reason in my own mind, and I think that's what you need to do if you're going to pick up on technology. You need to have that reason to push you over to the edge. And for me, it was visual voicemail at the time because I was in business and I'd have 20 voicemails. And to get to the one I wanted, you had to cycle through every one back in the day until Apple came out with their visual voicemail and you could read them.
Uh-huh.
And then you could go to the one you wanted. And it was a real productivity enhancer for me.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I became an Apple user. And by the time the watches came around, I had in my own mind developed a compelling reason that I needed an Apple Watch or a fitness device, actually.
And so was it to stay up on the most current technology, or did you really have a reason for buying it?
No. At the time, I did the usual thing when you're raising kids. Your whole life is your kids and your job, and I traveled globally, and so I did nothing for myself, including exercise. Got overweight, lost a bunch of weight, and when I retired, I knew it was going to be important that I kept busy to keep it off. So I started in the gym here, and I had an old Polar fitness tracker of my husband's, but it meant wearing a band around the chest and the watch, which didn't tell time, so I had another watch on my other arm. And I kept saying to my husband, I really want something that does everything,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I was hearing that an Apple Watch was coming, and I assumed it would have a major contribution when it hit the market. So I waited for it, and I ordered it on the first day and took delivery of it. It shipped on the day they started shipping. It shipped that day.
And is it pretty self-explanatory, or was it difficult to learn all the functions?
You know, despite my background in Hewlett-Packard, I was in the medical side of Hewlett-Packard, not the technology side. I'm not very computer savvy. I'll be really straightforward with that. And because I was one of the first to get it, even the people in the store didn't have much experience. And they had encouraged us to come in and go through an orientation class, but they didn't even have one of their own. So I really relied on little tutorials that were on the web, the things that they had produced to get me going. And for what I wanted to do with it, tracking my fitness, I felt that I got up and running reasonably well, reasonably quickly, yes.
Okay. And just refresh my memory, they came out about 2.5 years ago, is that right?
I think about a year ago. I think it started shipping last April, yeah. Because they were talking about when their first year and was it a success or not. And I think that was in April, yeah.
I see. So what, did you use it for anything other than fitness?
So, yeah, I do have an Apple phone still, and so when you turn on Maps, if you're using your phone to get you from A to B, the watch actually talks to you and gives you a tactile reminder when there's a turn coming up.
Oh, really?
So if you're in the car by yourself and you really don't want to take your eyes off the road to look at it, you get the tap. So I find that a very helpful piece of functionality that I wasn't expecting when I bought it. The other thing I do is our kids are in Canada, and my text messages only from them, and will come in so I can, you know, you always wonder, are they okay and whatever.
Sure.
So it's primarily my way of being in contact with my kids, and if they need me at any time, I know they can always get me because the messages will come in. Both their emails and their text messages.
Yeah, I do communicate with my kids. Text messaging is the only way. Otherwise, we don't communicate.
Yeah.
Not to gloss over this, but specifically, what fitness apps do you use?
A lot of times, I'm just using the one that they have built in. I do a lot of Zumba and cardio classes here, and so I pick a program. They have a number of programs like rowing, indoor walk, indoor run, outdoor walk, outdoor run, and I use the indoor running app to mimic a Zumba class because they don't have a specific one for Zumba. So I pick that and I'll run that, and it'll track the steps in that, the calories that you've burned, your heart rate average, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then log it into your daily totals on their health app that's in there. So I do that. I've downloaded one called Pocket Yoga that I also use, and that's for days if I'm not going to a yoga class here, and I do the yoga through my phone. It runs me through a routine and it'll do the same thing, track the calories and everything and add it to my daily total. And I use it as a reminder. I am one who will, you know, sit and watch a movie or read a book or whatever, and 2 hours have gone by and I haven't got out of a chair. So their own built-in app reminds you.
Oh,
get up
remind
and,
you?
Yeah, you get a tactile thing. So no one else knows. You know, you can just say, oh, I'm going to get up and get a glass of water, and you walk around a little bit and you come back. And, you know, it's proven that we do need to get up every hour. It's just as important as doing 30 minutes on a treadmill or whatever. You know, that is important as well. So I use it to keep me honest, and at the end of the day, I look at it. Last night, I was 32 calories short. I was going to bed. I was 32 calories short of what my daily target is for active calories. So I just walked on the spot till I got my calories up. Now, that sounds silly, right?
But you did it.
But I did it, and the important thing is it makes you conscious when you're a little bit less active than you want to be. I don't set sky high. You know, I'm not trying to become a fitness expert. I just want to stay healthy, keep the weight off that I lost and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel it's keeping me honest and it's reminding me. And if I don't do it, it's a conscious decision. I have to take the ownership for the fact mm-hmm. that I haven't...
And I know that, like the Tesla, these automatically upgrade themselves mm-hmm. as they're going along. Have you noticed upgrades as you've gone along?
Mm-hmm. There are upgrades. I haven't had a lot of issues with it. You know, you have to have your Bluetooth on your phone as well as on the watch. And one time I inadvertently had turned it off, and all of a sudden it wasn't communicating for a couple of days. And I'm like, oh, it's not working. Well, when I finally figured out I turned off my Bluetooth inadvertently, all the data saved on your phone. So my fitness data. So it went over and populated everything. And so I had the records on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, I think, are hesitant about Apple Watches because they say, well, I don't want to carry my phone with
me.
Well,
I'm in that category.
Yeah,
that's why I'm so interested in talking to you.
So if you want to do them, of course, you have to have your phone, like the map thing I mentioned, the directions. Of course, you have to have your phone. But my compelling reason to buy this was for my fitness, and I wanted that information, and I wanted to know I was honest.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps on working, and you don't have to have your phone there, and it'll download the data to your phone the next time you bring, you know, they're in close proximity,
mm-hmm.
Bluetooth connection distance to
it. So we mark you down as a happy user. You're happy you
bought
it.
Absolutely,
And for people who were on the fence, you would recommend that they...
You know, I'm not a believer in because I'm not a technology person, so I wouldn't say run out and buy technology.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, why might you want it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in marketing. Have a compelling reason to buy
mm-hmm.
what you want, or in your mind, something that'll do it. And if fitness is one of your goals, I think it's a big help. If you're not an iPhone user, I probably wouldn't get an Apple Watch. There's other things out
right.
on the market. I would honestly look into those and buy them unless you wanted to get an iPhone, because there's certain ways they work together if you
sure.
want your mail and whatever. I'm not an Apple commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe in you buy technology because it's going to make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
This has made my life better. I believe I'm healthier for it. But I wouldn't say run out and buy unless you really...
But it works for you.
It works for me, and I know I'm probably only using a very minuscule amount of its functionality because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot more there, but I'm doing what I wanted from it.
Okay. And the last question I can think of is, have other people been like me, where they just come and approach you cold and ask you about your watch?
Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of people in the gym. And because for the longest time I didn't really see anyone, and now I'm starting to see people that have them, or
mm-hmm.
even if they don't have them, they have some kind of fitness
mm-hmm.
Device. But yeah, a lot of people ask me about it. They ask me about I don't have an iPhone. What do you think? That question.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it interests people. I think people are interested in it for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for sharing your story with
us.
Thank you. I predict that this is going to be a very popular download.
Oh.
And who knows? We may have you back another time.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening. And until next time, stay cool.